Blog Talk Radio.
Via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's where you can call in and listen live to the broadcast. Excuse me. And you can also press the number 1 on your keypad if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion on today's episode. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, let's see, right now at 10 in the morning, It is 51 degrees in the ATL, and we have bright sunshine. Looking at a high today of 43, low tonight 41. On tomorrow, Thursday, a high of 78, low 43. High on Friday, 79, low 49. And on Saturday, we have a balmy 59 degrees and a low 31 on Saturday night. Okay? So it's going to be a little chilly this weekend, right? But I believe that at 59 degrees, you can still get out there, get your grill going this weekend. Again, 59 degrees is not too cold. It's not too hot. It's perfect. You have a little jacket on, and you get out there and crank up your barbecue grill. And for me, I just have my little I have an outdoor fire pit. I get my fire pit going, and I just sit out back and chill while I'm grilling some chicken or steaks or ribs or whatever you're doing. That's a cool thing to do, especially this weekend at you know, Saturday gonna be 59 degrees. But the rest of the week is gonna be in the high 70s, low 40s at night. So you guys please dress accordingly. Let's see what else we got going on. Today's word of the day is, come on, give it to me. Today's word of the day is jejune. Jejune. I don't make these words up, but it's J-E-J-U-N-E. Jejune. Jejune is an adjective, and it means lacking nutritive value, okay, or devoid of significance or interest, or it's like being dull. You know a dull person. Or it means lacking nutritive value. So it doesn't, you know, something you eat that doesn't have any nutrients in it. That's jejune. Okay. So again, thanks guys for tuning in. I see you there. People joining the show right now, and welcome. Now, today's episode is entitled Liars. Do they really believe everything they say? And a good friend of mine asked me to talk about this, do a show on this today, and I wanted to do it. Because I think it's a great thing to talk about, and especially for some of the younger audience who are listening to the show. I believe that this is a crucial topic for you and some of the older crowd as well. For you guys to understand about lies and lying to people, lying to yourself, because a liar is, not only does he lie to other people, they also, and I'm not saying he as to say men, I'm saying he as to say men and women, okay, just a person. A lying person is doesn't just lie to other people. They lie to themselves. And it starts to be a sort of an addiction. It's just like it's no different from drugs and alcohol and cigarette smoke, stuff like that. It's no different. It's still an addiction. And, you know, when people think about addictions, they say they think about drugs or alcohol. But there are so many more addictions out there that, you know, it's not just drugs and alcohol. There are people who have a sickness, a real sickness about lying. And they don't care who they tell the lie to, but they'll tell it. I mean, and it, excuse me, everyone has told a lie. Well, everyone has been a liar in their lives. And what I'm saying is that, you know, you don't fully tell the truth. Okay? You don't fully tell the truth. I know when I was growing up, my mama asked me something about something she found or something being broken or something like that. I'd say, well, I didn't break it, knowing good and well that I broke it. But the consequences that would follow that was what I was thinking about, right? That was what I was thinking about. The consequences that would follow what had happened. And because I thought about the consequences of what would happen afterwards, that made me say, you know, and lying is something that just happens like pow, just like that quickly, because you know your brain works so fast. And so in you know, instead of saying I made a mistake and dropped it, or I accidentally knocked it off the wall, or you know, that's mine, but something. Instead of doing that, liars immediately think that I need to say something different to keep myself out of hot water. And the reason I'm saying this is because I'm leading up to not being a liar, okay? Because if you say, okay, Mom, I broke it, but it was, you know, it was my fault. I knocked it off accidentally. And, you know, what can we do to fix it? All right? Because that's what you have to do when you tell the truth. You tell the truth, and then you say, what can we do to fix it? All right? It's, you know, lying leads to more lies, or you have to start to, you start to think about what can I say, what can I say next? Because if they come back to me and say, well, I found out that you were the only one at home. You were the only one at home today, and this was broken today. So who broke it? And then you have to think of another lie. And they start to snowball and go on and on and on and on. And the, you know, when you get into trouble, I always say the best thing to do is tell the truth and then ask for forgiveness. Okay? Because a lot of times I'm around friends and we talk about sports, right? Guys talk about sports. And the conversation comes up a lot about Michael Vick. Y'all remember Michael Vick when he was in Atlanta. And the reason he was forced out of Atlanta was because of lying. It wasn't because of nothing to do with his football talents. It was his ability to tell lies. And, you know, as a grown man in a professional sport, then outside of that sport, he was doing wrong, bad things. And then once they started to catch up with him and he continued to lie about it, it just snowballed. And it snowballed so much as to pretty much end his career in football. Because once he left Atlanta, I guess he had a few more not so bad seasons in him. But, you know, after he left Atlanta, his career just went straight down. And it was all because of him lying to the to law enforcement, also lying to his boss, and lying to his fans. I remember someone caught up with him in underground Atlanta, and he was with a couple of his friends, and they were trying to interview him while he was walking, and they asked him about dog fighting. Well, you know, was he fighting dogs and so on and so forth, and he said no. And then he said, man, get out of my face with all that stuff. I told y'all, I'm not into that, right? Knowing all along that, you know, the truth was that he was into dog fighting. Okay? He had been doing it for a long time. But in order to supposedly think about the consequences, you know, he thought about the consequences that would follow, you know, that he should lie about it. And eventually, you know, the lie came to light, and then he had to come clean about dog fighting. And then, you know, actually it was too late. He got 3 years in prison and this and that. And like I said, his career went down. But if he had, and then all that to say that if he would have told the truth in the beginning and said that, yeah, I was bankrolling this dog fighting. We've been fighting dogs for a long time, well before I even came into the pros. And if he had told his boss the truth about that, and that he was the one who was fighting dogs, and if he had told law enforcement that, yeah, I've been fighting dogs, I'm the bankroll behind it, but his cousins are the ones who were taking the dogs out and fighting, then if he had told the truth to his boss and the law enforcement, and then he had the opportunity at that time to come out and say, hey, I'm sorry. I've been doing this. I've been doing it a long time. And, you know, how can we fix this? Or, you know, forgive me. America is the most forgiving country in the world. So if you get into something that you feel that you have to lie about, try not to do it. Try to go ahead and tell the truth about it, and then ask for forgiveness. Okay? The evangelist Jerry Falwell, and was it? It wasn't Jerry Falwell. I don't know who it was. It happened a while ago, but this guy got caught with prostitutes or something. He was an evangelist, and you know, you hold them in the utmost regards, and they supposed to be living their lives in the so-called right way, and he was caught with prostitutes or something. And he lied about it. And then when they found out that he was lying about it, he had to get on his TV show, and he cried on the air. And he was like, oh, I've sinned. Please forgive me. And that was the fall of this guy. See, he lied about it. And the lie came to light. And then his ministry fell, and then he comes back and tell the truth and ask for forgiveness. But if he had told the truth in the beginning when he was caught, and asked for forgiveness, then he probably would have kept his followers. He probably would have kept his show. I think he's back on TV now. But he had years of embarrassment. So again, if you tell the truth in the beginning, when someone finds out something and come to face you about it, you have to tell the truth about it, and then ask for forgiveness. Now again, it's a fine line right there, because sometimes when you do tell the truth, you know, someone may not forgive you. But I believe that the man upstairs will forgive you. So no matter mere human beings say right here on earth, but the man upstairs, he'll forgive you because you told the truth. All right, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call me and comment on today's episode. And again, I'm trying to get younger people and older people, because, you know, a lot doesn't care how old you are. But if you would try to consciously think that I need to tell the truth, no matter how bad it may be, I think that if you tell the truth about it, things will be okay for you. Things will work out. Because I know my wife asked me earlier, one day she said, what were we talking about? I forget what we were talking about, but I said that, you know, if he had told the truth in the beginning and asked for forgiveness, everything would have been okay. He may have still lost his job or whatever, but he feel better about himself and he'd move on, get another job and be good with how he feels. I have a caller from the 706 area code, first three digits of 518. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from West Point, Georgia. Frank.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then when you tell a lie, they have to stick with that lie. And the lie be talking, they be talking so pretty. The lie be sounding so pretty. And it's a big lie. And them kind of people right there, you have to stay away from. And I don't know, sometimes people in your family be just tell an honest lie. And they be around you, but you can't stay away from your family because they be around you. They just sit up and tell an honest lie. And it just don't make no sense when they be sitting up telling a lie like that. It just make you mad when they tell a lie like that. And they sit with it.
It's especially when you know that they lying about it.
Yeah. And you know they lying.
You know they lying.
So those type of people right there you got to stay away from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because they gonna lie to you about everything.
And it don't make
sense.
The way people lie. And it make them mad. You know, some people don't lie like that, and it make that other person real mad. It make me mad when people sit up and just lie for no reason.
Yep. Yep. I think, you know, when somebody tell lies like that, it'll be a great teaching. It should be great teaching for anybody to, you know, if you have like me, I have access to a lot of people through the show, and I feel like when I do a show like this, I feel like I'm teaching people that, you know, that, you know, even somebody who listening to the show, they may be a liar. But when, you know, sometimes when they hear people talk about it and just talk about it from the heart, I'm not reading from no website or no paper or nothing like that. I'm just talking from the heart. And when people talk from the heart, I think they get it more than if you're reading it off a paper or off a website or something. And so, you know, I think when you have access to a lot of people, this thing right here about lying is perfect for a group of people that you can talk to about lying. This is perfect right here.
Mm-hmm. Then it goes to the next person tell the lie, the next person tell the lie, and the lie just don't spread it. That one lie just don't spread it.
Yep. And it'll get bigger and bigger, and then it's out of control.
And I'm not saying ain't nobody perfect but the Father, but everybody might tell a lie, but this is a continual lie.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you have to, you know, that's another thing that's funny about it, because once you tell a lie and then somebody come back asking you about it, you have to continue to do it, because you know, they don't want to look bad in that person's eyes. So they continue to keep that lie going. In order not to look bad in that person's eye. So
I have been around a person, they tell so many lies, they be telling so many lies, and then you ask them about it, or the conversation come up, they can't do nothing but be quiet. They only drill on the conversation. They just be quiet. Because they know they had told a lie. Ooh, that burns me up.
Well, that's people though, you know, people do that all the time. I mean, your kids gonna lie to you, you know, your best friend gonna lie to you. It happens all the time. But again, if you get caught. In a lie and try to go ahead and tell the truth about it, then tell the truth about it and ask again, how can I fix this? How can I fix it? And then what's the solution to it? Or, you know, please forgive me for lying to you.
They keep a lie like that. I'm running.
Tell me
this.
But tell me this, would you forgive that person if they say, I lied to you, but this and that, can you forgive me for lying to you? Would you forgive that person?
Yeah, you have to forgive everybody if they confess and come forth with it, but you got to stay away from them.
Right. Well, you can forgive them,
but you got to stay away.
Like you say, your family, your family members, you know, it's hard to stay away from them. But,
you know, stay away from them. You just don't believe what they say.
Yeah.
You can come around, but baby, I can't listen to you no more. And it might be the truth sometimes. You ain't got that way. It might be the truth sometimes, but I can't listen to you. I can't hear
right.
you. I got to know myself.
And that's a part of it too, is that, you know, you tell so many lies that when you do tell the truth, they don't believe.
I ain't gonna believe you. Oh.
Right. Right. So it's tough right there. It's tough. But hey, thanks for your call. Keep listening to the
show.
Okay.
All right.
And again, I appreciate the calling in and, you know, sharing her opinion. And that's exactly right. You know, some people lie so much that it's hard to be around them. You know, you have to, you'd be like, ah, you know, you know, you might be at a cookout or something, and you say, here come that lying Brad again. He lied about everything. Some people are known for lying. You know, some people are known for lying, are known for being notorious about lying. Okay? But again, guys, try to be conscious in your life in all times to tell the truth. You know, when you're asked about something. Again, some people just lie to themselves about different things just to make themselves feel better. But that's a tough road. That's a tough road. And I, you know, I'm saying that I understand. Because, you know, again, like I started the show saying that I I've lied to my mom when I was growing up about different things. And I lied to her because I knew what the consequences were going to be. And they weren't going to be in my favor. They weren't going to be good. But, you know, but she taught me not to do it. And it's, you know, it's something that you have to try to teach your kids. Not to lie about, you know, situations, because, you know, it's hard to get out of that lie. But if you tell the truth and ask for forgiveness, then it stops right there. It just stops right there. It's amazing how it happens, but it just stops right there. And, but don't forget that, guys, and, take care of yourselves. I'm going to shut down the show. I'm just about out of time. But I appreciate you guys listening in. Had a great crowd today. I appreciate that. And I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Hey, I love that you guys give me show topics and give me things to talk about. Because a lot of times, you know, I might not do a show because I don't really have anything that I feel like good to talk about. So continue to send me messages about shows that you'd like to hear or even maybe someone that you'd like to hear on the show. And I'll try to make that happen. Hey, take care of yourself, guys. And I'll see you again in about 23 and a half hours. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you.